It's Monday, July the 25th, and you're tuned in to the TNAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We're talking about all the cool things in the world. This week was San Diego Comic-Con. Was it not, Anthony?
It was.
A lot of cool things happened. And I'm just going to jump into the things that I thought were interesting. So I'm going to go through these really quick. Ready?
Do it.
Voltron, Legendary Defender. Season 2 was announced. And it will happen in the second half of this year.
Okay.
So cool. The trailers for Iron Fist and Luke Cage and the Defenders teasers all came out. I think we're getting them all throughout the end of the year. / early 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun. But the movie that I know you want to see most.
Which is?
Final Fantasy 15 King's Glaive.
Wait, what? That got announced over there? What's happening?
It has a release date. A theatrical release date.
What?
We're going to go see it in select theaters on August 19th.
Why did you even pre-order that edition that comes with the movie then?
I don't know. If not, if you can't see it in a theater, it will be available digitally for everybody on August 30th.
Hmm.
And that was my messenger.
Wow. Must be so important.
Uh-huh. Sherlock Season 4
Okay. Had
a trailer. Mm-hmm. It was pretty neat. There are also a lot of other trailers. Did you watch any trailers that caught your eye?
I watched the Doctor Strange trailer.
Okay.
And I watched the Justice League trailer.
What'd you think?
I thought the Doctor Strange trailer was really cool.
Okay.
They're going, to his namesake. They're going very strange with, just all the action in that movie, the direction of it. They're going very mystical.
Right.
They're just not basing this in reality whatsoever.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I want out of a Doctor Strange movie.
Mm-hmm. And the Justice League?
The Justice League trailer was cool. It was pretty much like a teaser introduction to all the characters. I feel like Marvel and DC are trying to one-up each other on their Quicksilver / Flash.
Yeah.
Moments in the movie. They're slow motion moments people really like. And they had this really extended part with the Flash where he's looking at a batarang.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so it's that went on too long, but I don't know. That movie looks cool too. Nothing I saw was oh crap. For realsies, I want to see this right away. But it was all exciting to stuff to wait for. I'm totally fine waiting for all of these things.
Yeah. The trailer that I had the most interest in was the Wonder Woman trailer. I don't know if you saw that one.
No, I did not.
It's not really much to say if you haven't seen it, but watch it. It's a bit more colorful.
Does she block things with her wrists?
Well, she has a shield.
She blocks things with her shield?
Yeah. She has a sword.
All right.
And it's takes place in the, is it 30s, 40s?
I can't remember. World War
I? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this is far, before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you know who Brie Larson is?
I've heard the name.
She was confirmed as Captain Marvel.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember where, I've heard Brie Larson before. I just don't know what she's in.
The Room? That movie? The Room?
No.
No? I know she's a pretty big actress. She has a lot of recent films that she was in that
were
pretty good.
That also doesn't, I haven't seen a lot of recent films.
The one thing that I thought was interesting, the one panel that I sort of paid attention to was, so Batman The Killing Joke, that got an animated movie.
Yeah, it did.
They screened that movie.
Okay.
Changed a couple things because you've read the comic, right?
I have, yeah.
It's a short comic.
It's very short, and I like it.
So they had to add things to it to make it feature length.
Okay.
So instead of just making it The Killing Joke, they made it a lot more about Batgirl. They tried to add more things to her.
Okay, for the inevitable.
Yeah, so the story that you care for. I have to ask you, what do you think Batman's relationship is with Batgirl?
With Batgirl?
Or Robin, or all of them. What would you say?
Well, it's more it's a student-master relationship, right?
Student-master?
It's here's my protege. I'm going to build this person up. So, because those characters, to me, in Batman's eyes, have always been, these are my backups. These are, if something goes, terribly wrong to me, these people can take over the cowl, I guess.
Okay. Would you say that it's kind of a surrogate parent type thing, or?
maybe not a surrogate parent, but like I think there's that defined line between like this person's teaching me the ropes,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually either I'm gonna be Dick Grayson and go off and do stuff on my own,
yeah,
or I'm gonna be loyal and eventually take over the cow. Like I don't ever see like pseudo parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know how you feel about this, because they did change one thing.
Okay.
It's more like they added something to the Killing Joke movie that's not in the comics, where Batgirl falls head over heels for Bruce, like, in love.
Okay.
And they're totally having sex right before the moment she goes to the amusement park.
In the movie?
In the movie.
Huh.
How does that make you feel?
Weird?
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Like, I feel like I would have to see it. Like, I just don't know how that would fit in or what that even adds.
Yeah, and a lot of these questions were lobbied towards the writers at the panel.
Yeah.
And one of the writers just flipped.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because he just couldn't take... He started calling out people in the audience.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
What were people just like... Well, what were the questions, like, obviously, like, targeted towards making fun of these writers or, like, trying to goat them into reactions?
No, the questions were like, why did you have to turn Batgirl into,
like, a love interest? Or were they, yeah. Were there words like, why is Batgirl a slut now? Like,
No. Oh, okay. No, it wasn't that way. It was more like, why did the, like, the Killing Joke succeeded on its own for a reason. Why did you have to add in this love interest thing? Why did you have to make it so that she's in love with Batman?
Okay.
Because, like, for a lot of people, that makes no sense.
It doesn't, like, hearing it doesn't make any
right?
sense.
Right? Like, yeah. It's so, and when you see it happen on screen, it's kind of just weird. But yeah, no, it was a bit of a, I don't know. I definitely recommend searching out, if you can, at least the transcript for what it is. Because I know there's a lot of, okay. He said, she said there, but it's interesting stuff.
All right, no, I'll definitely check that out. I saw some people on Twitter, like, saying something about the Killing Joke. I assume this is what it was about.
And yeah, it was kind of a big deal.
Was, like, there were no female writers on the script or anything and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know. In my mind, I don't really know how that would change anything, but...
So, the way they changed the tone of the Killing Joke is they made it into a... Batgirl essentially falls in love with Bruce.
Okay.
And he becomes distant and ignores her. And they turn it into this weird, like, high school romance type style thing that leads into the Killing Joke. And that's why a lot of people are a little...
Yeah, because that, like, I own, that's, like, one of the very few Western comics I own.
Yeah.
Right? And that thing totally stands on its own, even for how short it is. And it's not because, like, you've built up this relationship between Bruce and thing, right? It's because, like, it's mostly about the Joker. Like, it's just showing you that this Joker is, like, he's no fucking joke, I guess.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Like, he'll fuck your shit up, and he doesn't really care. So. Yeah. It's just weird that they'd feel they have to add that. If it was strictly for time, like, you don't know how that whole process could have happened. Like, maybe it wasn't even the writers. Maybe it was just like, they're like, nah, this works. And then, like, some suit upstairs is just like, listen, to be feature length, for us to put feature length, it has to be X amount of minutes, right?
Yeah. Early reports from everyone who saw the screen at the con said it's kind of garbage.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I still want to check it out to see for myself, but it sounds
good. I just want to see that apartment scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think those were the major things I saw from Comic-Con. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other, like...
Any weird, like, exclusive toy stuff?
I'm trying to think. Bandai announced a new Voltron.
Okay.
It's big. It's heavy. It comes out December, $300.
Wait, that's different. Ultron or Voltron?
Voltron, sorry.
That's different from the Combiner that's coming?
That no, that is... That
oh, it's that one.
That one.
Okay.
The Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it looks cool. I had a couple friends on the floor. They're snapping pictures and stuff for me.
Is it feelers?
Yeah.
In info?
Yeah, because I was like, listen, there's going to be some exclusives I want. I need you to pick that up.
listen, I got your PayPal info. Like,
and it turned out there was nothing I wanted, so...
I saw one of the cool things I saw out of, I think it was this Comic-Con, was some Magic the Gathering alternate arts.
The exclusives.
For the Planeswalkers.
Yeah.
So they had all of the Planeswalkers.
There were like five of them, right?
Five of them, yeah. So it was Chandra,
Did Jace, you want that?
Liliana, Garruk, and someone else. And so, like, they took... They're the Planeswalker cards that are out now.
Yeah.
But they were... Their art was altered so that they're zombies.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think it's Nissa for the green. She's got, like, plants growing out of her skull. And, like, Jace is eating his own brain and stuff. That looked really cool. Yeah, those look super sick.
Yeah. I know a couple of my friends bought that to flip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them actually just bought stuff to flip, which is...
Welcome to the internet culture, bud.
Yeah, I mean,
everything.
You're going to San Diego. That ticket's expensive.
Like, welcome to scalping culture.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not the San Diego. A lot of stuff happens, but not enough to really focus on it. There's so many stories that come out of San Diego Comic Con. It's hard to really.
Yeah, there's panels and controversy and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to focus them down. And it was such a blur that I didn't really get to.
I heard Arrow was making a big splash at that Comic Con. Like, there's a bunch of cool stuff happening in Arrow that people are excited for.
The only thing I saw was they were trying to they're just doing some joke thing.
Okay.
Where they're having. Wait, do you know the characters in the show?
I know some of them.
You know Merlin?
No. There was the hacker girl. Shit. And I was like, was it the hacker girl?
You don't know Merlin.
I don't know Merlin.
You know John Barrowman. We've talked about this a couple.
Yeah, sure. Probably. I probably know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Ugh, shit. He dressed up as Squirrel, like a Squirrel Girl.
Whoa!
Yeah, on day one.
That's cool.
That's what he called. And then on day two, he was Harley Quinn. But no, for all the Arrow pictures, all he did is he made out with the hacker girl in the photos.
Oh, okay.
And then they brought up the hashtag, Merlicity.
Oh, my God.
You know, Merlin and Felicity.
That's so stupid.
But it's disgusting because in all their photos, they're just eating face with each other.
Oh!
They're not kissing, they're going, like, into each other's mouths.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, The Flash Season 3, they had their trailer out that was cool too. I don't know if I remember told you, but at the end of Season 2, they introduced Flashpoint.
Like parallel universes.
Resets everything.
Cool.
And so 3 is all about the changes. So it's pretty neat.
Seems man, cool. Maybe I should watch The Flash.
Yeah, you probably like that one the most. It's the most comic booky. King Shark's in it.
King Shark's in it?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me this sooner? What the fuck? He eats people. He's the best. Is he an actual shark?
Yeah. He's a CG shark.
Awesome!
Gorilla Grodd's in it.
Cool. Man, yeah. I don't watch The Flash.
You should probably watch it. You'll probably like it.
King Shark's in it?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's pretty neat stuff. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s big thing is Ghost Rider, which is...
So I've heard.
Weird.
Is Nick Cage Ghost Rider?
No! God, I hope not.
That'd be the best.
That would be the worst. That show would tank instantly. Oh, gross. Was there anything from SCCC that you wanted to...
No, other than the Planeswalkers, there wasn't really much that, like, really grabbed my interest. All the movie stuff, I could always wait for.
Yeah.
Hey, like, I'm not really on the edge of my seat for movie information, and then, like, I don't really care about the TV shows too much.
Yeah.
So, it's really, like, sometimes they have, like, game announcements there. Like, I was kind of hoping that they'd show more of the Insomniac Spider-Man game.
I think it's too early for that.
Yeah, but they didn't show anything.
You know what they did show, though?
What?
Marvel Ultimate
Alliance. Oh, yeah!
1 and 2 Remastered.
I've never played those games. I heard they're very
good. What?! Cool.
Yeah, because oh, I've never, I, like, at the time, I never had anybody to play them with. I'm like, I don't want to play this multiplayer game by myself.
Yeah, you have to play those with people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's happening.
So I heard those are really good. And, like, there's rumors going around that they're going to make a third one.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. So,
I think there's one like, toy thing that they announced, or at least they showed off, that was pretty, it got me pretty hyped. You know my man doll of Nathan Fillion from Firefly?
Yeah.
They showed the second one in the series.
Okay.
It's Jane.
Oh, cool.
And he has the hat that his mom, or is it his mom? His mom makes for him, that knits for him.
That's funny.
So I was like, that's cool.
Is it like a real cloth hat?
Yeah.
Like a mini cloth hat?
Yeah, it's like a little knitted hat.
Can you remove it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Next one in the series, so I'm pretty hyped for that. Yeah, that's really it.
All right, that's
cool. I got nothing else.
Yeah, for me, I only have one pick this week.
Yeah.
It's about Final Fantasy 14.
Still.
Yeah, still. Like, I've been playing it a bunch. But I'm going to be playing it more this week, because starting Monday, which is June 25th, the Yokai are invading Eorzea. Yokai Watch are coming to your MMO. So it's like a couple week long event. And what you do is that, like, you start a quest, and then you can get special medals that have the yokai on them.
Yeah.
You cash in the yokai for, like, little mini pets, and then you can use those pets, level them up, and then turn them into weapons for whatever class that they
make. Like Soul Eater style?
Kinda. Right? And then you have a new weapon that you can then, like, turn into a glimmer, I think it's called. So then you can apply that skin to, like, weapons with actually good stats.
Whoa.
So it's like, oh, I want the Jinbei cat paws.
Yeah.
But I want that skin, but like on a good weapon that I'll actually use in a raid.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so like they have a whole bunch of, like, I think there's at least one weapon for each class. And they're all based around different yokai. So there's a whole page. It's on the Final Fantasy, what's it called? The Lodestone. That's their like MMO homepage.
Yeah.
They have a whole explanation of how to get the weapons and where to start the quest and stuff.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's gonna be a grind. There's only like two weapons I want, so it's not gonna be that bad. But I know for like my friend Christian and my friend Matt, like they're gonna want all of them. So like that's pretty much gonna be their lives for the next couple weeks.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's like a cool crossover. I just wanted to point it out just because like I don't really see that many cool like crossovers that like I actually think are cool lately.
All right.
So
sounds good.
It's very quick.
All right. I guess that was just moving to our weeks.
Yeah.
Now I know we've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Yes.
We should probably say that for the end.
Yeah, we can share.
So is there anything you want to talk about before that?
Yes. I watched a movie. It's called The Invitation. I was on Twitter one day, and for some reason, like at the time I was on, just my feed was just like a bunch of people going, watch this movie. It's called The Invitation. It's on Netflix. Don't watch any trailers. Mm-hmm. It's like a psychological horror thriller.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching it. And so I ended up watching it because like I usually don't like horror movies, but because they said it was a thriller, I was like, okay, I'm more into like the Panic Room style of movies. And it was really good. Pretty much what it is that there's this guy, the main character. He got an invitation from his ex-wife to come to a dinner party. And he goes with his ex-girlfriend. He hasn't seen his friends in a long time. And there's like a reason that him and his ex-wife broke up. And you learn that throughout the movie.
I hope
there's
so.
There's like a lot of stuff I can't
spoil.
Say. Because like anything I say will like kind of tip your scales. Like, oh, I'm gonna think it's like this, right?
Yeah.
Right, and it's just spoilers. But overall, I thought it was a really good movie. It was kind of, again, I don't like thrillers that much. Yeah. I don't like horror movies that much. But this was an act, a thriller / horror that I really, really enjoyed. It keeps you guessing. So like every time you think a story is going to go one way, it takes you the other way. Or sometimes you just get it right, right? And then it's like, oh, but this last one was wrong. So why is this one right? And it's pretty much like a locked room mystery almost. There's like a group of people here. You get to intimately know these like very little group of people, and the whole movie takes place in the house.
Yeah.
So they don't travel anywhere. It's the farthest they travel is the backyard. But it is a thriller suspense movie. If I really say anything more than that,
it was good.
It's kind of a spoiler. I really enjoyed it.
When did it come out?
Last year, 2015.
Oh, so it's recent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one of the Jessica said that one of the guys from the OC is in it, is the main character.
You're talking to the wrong person.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know. Sure.
But he's got like a beard.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You have a beard.
Yeah, I have a beard too. It's true. But it's like a big beard. Like it's like a woodsman beard and like long hair.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. All right. But yeah, it was a really good movie. I actually enjoyed a semi scary movie, which is to say a lot. Like I hate those movies.
Because you're a baby.
Because I'm a babby. Like straight up. Like I hate scary movies.
Just need to confirm so everybody knows.
We have new scary video games, no problem.
Sure.
Scary movies. Not happening.
Mm.
The other thing I did was I finished Monster. That was what I was trying to remember.
Monster.
The
manga
series, Monster.
Yes.
Just a refresher for people who don't know what I'm talking about. This is a manga. It is also like a crime thriller. There is a doctor, Dr. Tenma. He's from Japan, and he's like one of the greatest neurosurgeons to ever face God's green earth. He moves to Germany, and this kid comes in with a gunshot to the head.
Yeah.
And really, like, he's the only one that has the skills to save this boy.
Mm-hmm.
But then right after that, a politician comes in. And the hospital's like, hey, man, work on this politician, even though this kid came here first. It's good publicity for the hospital. Yeah. And he's like, nah, fuck y'all. I'm gonna save this kid. So he saves the kid, politician dies, he loses his job, but it turns out years later that the kid grows up to be a serial killer, the kid that he saved. So he feels it upon it's upon himself to stop him and stop all the killings that he's doing, stop his like master plan. And the story gets like more convoluted and interesting from there. Mm-hmm. But so the final volume came out. It's they're like 2-in-1 volumes. So the perfect edition, volume 9, came out. And I finished it. It's really great. This is, to me, one of those things where, you know, like when we were talking about Cowboy Bebop?
Yes.
Where we're like, this is anime, mm-hmm. but like, don't take this as like what anime is. Like, this is some like special case where it's just super amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that about Monster.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if the anime holds up. So they did have an anime back in the day. I think it was like late 90s, early 2000s. And it goes through the whole thing. But this manga series is something I regard as like the pinnacles of storytelling in that genre. Like,
okay.
It's really, really good.
Talking like Harry Potter good?
Harry Potter? I haven't finished the last book, so I don't know. I haven't watched the ending of Harry Potter.
Wow. Wow.
I read all the books except for the last one.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Monster is just like super duper highly recommended. But again, like, this is something I could recommend to anybody.
Yeah.
And I think it's very slow paced, so I have like some friends who like
don't like it
because it's just of the pace of the show.
Yeah.
It's very methodical. But yeah, like, I could recommend this to anybody and I would have like a pretty solid chance that they would just really enjoy it. Mm. But again, it's not like this is what anime is. It's like, no, this is like
It's not a good representation for modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's really serious. There's no fan service or anything. Like, the things you would expect from anime. No superpowers or anything. There's just some like regular ass dudes. Like, this guy's a little bit smarter than the average bear because he's like this top neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
But like, otherwise you're dealing with regular people with like real situations and just like even little things like the stress of being on the run from the cops.
Sounds deep.
And stuff like that is just like really well represented within the show. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
That's good.
Just recommendation across the board.
Cool.
And then the last thing I did that's not Monster Hunter is your friend Rex.
Yeah.
Gifted me Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
On Steam.
So how do you like that?
That game's okay. I started that game.
It's an addiction.
And it was like, I was like, is it, you know, like when you play Harvest Moon for the first time, like a new Harvest Moon game or a new Animal Crossing game, and you're like, I'm gonna lose 100 hours into this game.
You hit close before I got to.
I went through 2 days and I was like, whoa. That went by like nothing.
Yeah.
But it's been like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to close this. I'm going to finish some games first and I'll come back to you. But even in the first hour and a half, that game like hooks into you really hard.
Oh, okay.
Like you're some dude that you make, or you can make yourself or whoever you want. And you're talking to your grandpa on his deathbed and he's all like, listen, there'll be a day when the struggles of life just crush you, and or the struggles of modern life just crush you, and when you do, open this letter and do what the letter says.
Okay.
So you're working at like a fake Amazon and you open the letter and it's like, hey man, I got a farm, like go to Stardew Valley, there's a sick farm waiting for you and you can like live off the land. And then it just starts from there. Like, the village elder gives you like some tools to start farming, and you clear, like, your farm's a mess because it's been left for years, so there's rocks and trees and overgrowth and everything. It's just, fuck, it's got its hooks in me so hard. It's really bad. Like, I just saw it. Like, I had to stop myself or else I wasn't going to stop playing. Like,
it's more of a curse than a...
I don't know, like, because eventually that game ends. It doesn't just, it's not like Harvest Moon where it goes on forever. I think there's only a couple, like a set amount of years, and there's like an actual story to flow through. I do believe there's multiple endings, but I've never been one for multiple endings in really long games, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I just unlocked, like, oh, here's a cave. I can go explore this cave and, like, find different materials and fight bats and stuff. Okay. Or I can go into town and, like, just do the whole economy thing of, like, trading my seeds and trading my rocks that I got from fucking up my farm and getting gold to buy new stuff. Like, oh, I got a better pickaxe. I can smash bigger rocks. stuff like that. It's a dangerous grind.
It's a grind that you have to close.
It's a grind game. I had to close.
Because you need to play the games first.
Yeah, like, thank you very much, Rex, but like, I will get back to that later.
That's great. You can play the games that we bought you.
Oh my god. So, I still can't believe you did that. For my birthday, it was on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so, Vince and TJ, I don't know, was Mikey in on it too?
No, it was TJ.
So Vince and TJ, being the friends they are.
Best friends.
They know I like video games. So they bought me some video games. It doesn't sound too bad.
As your senpai, we did a service.
And they got me like Disney Infinity.
Yeah!
And I'm like, Disney Infinity's cool. Like, I always wanted to try this out, this weird toy box thing. Mix and match
people and
do whatever. But then it just started going. Like, it went places.
You shouldn't open the big one first.
I shouldn't have opened the big one first. First, they got me Pulse Racer
for
the original Xbox.
Oh, man.
It's like a really bad racing game.
Quality.
While you're racing, or like you take damage, your heart rate goes up. Yeah. And if your heart rate goes up too much, you die.
Yeah.
So that's really bad. And then they bought me a copy of Layer for the PS3 that I already own. I have two copies of Layer.
But I remember how much you disliked that game.
I've never played it.
Oh.
I like six-axis controls. I always said that I wanted to try it because I like six-axis.
Well, now that you have two copies, you have no excuse.
Yeah, I can try it on the double.
Yeah.
Right? And then the last one they got me, a game for a system I don't even own, which is they got me Crash Nitro Racing for the GameCube.
But you have a Wii that plays GameCube games.
I don't own any GameCube controllers.
Oh, Anthony! I have a silver one in my car that's still sealed.
If you want to give me your sealed GameCube controller, then sure. But, like, I don't know when I'm going to play that game ever because I don't own a GameCube controller.
Yeah.
So I have my first game for the GameCube, I guess.
So we started a new collection.
We started the new collection.
Where are you going to put that on your shelf of games? It's one GameCube game.
I'm going to put it in the bin with the NES games.
Mm.
Like, I got a big storage bin. I'm going to just chuck it in the bin. Not the British bin. That's the garbage.
Mm.
Maybe I'll chuck it in the British bin. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed your video games.
Thank you. Thank you, but, like, not thank you. Like, thank you for, like, some of it. And then, like, I already own this. And, like, these are bad on purpose.
You know what TJ wanted to get you?
What?
A FireWire cable.
Oh, that would have been awesome!
Yeah, that's what we thought, too. Too awesome.
That would have been great. I wish you guys got me that four pin, both male FireWire cable. And, like, you could have also, for the price of those games, less than the price of those games that you bought me, you could have got me another fat PS2.
Yeah, but look at the disappointment on your face. Like, we wouldn't have gotten
that. I just don't get it. What did I do to deserve this? Like,
nothing.
I attempted to get you a real present. We got TJ a real present.
I'm still surprised about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, no one's asking you to get people real presents.
God damn it. Well, now I know.
Yeah, now you know. Great. I can't wait to look forward to your opinions on these great...
Well, we're all going to play Pulse Racer together.
No.
Because I'm going to host a sick party. And the first thing that me, Vincent, and Tristan are going to do is play three-player Pulse Racer.
You don't have enough controllers.
I'm going to go out and buy another controller so you can suffer through Pulse Racer.
What if I love it?
Then you can have it. It's all you, baby. Like,
no, I can't take that away from you.
How are we going to play Crash Nitro Racing?
I don't... Crash Racing is balls. Who cares?
We'll bring controllers.
Oh,
TJ. If you want to bring GameCube,
TJ has like 5 GameCube controllers.
That's one more than the system can handle. Oh my god!
I think they have a Wave Bird.
Ooh, that's actually that's actually hard to find now. Like, you can sell that for money.
Okay.
Do you have the GameCube HD cables? The component cables?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Because if you do, those cables are like.
Isn't it the same thing for the Wii?
No, it's not this.
Well,
the GameCube ones sell for like $100 just for the cable.
The officially licensed one.
The officially licensed one, yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay, so that's it for you.
Yeah, right? That was it for my week.
For me...
Other than Monster Hunter.
For me, before we get to Monster Hunter, I watched two anime. I'll start with one called Orange.
Orange?
Orange.
The train one?
This one just released this month.
Okay.
It's new to the season. It's billed as a slice of life, but it's actually not.
Okay.
There is a through point.
Serious sports competitive training.
No, it's actually just about high school life.
Oh, okay.
But the best part about high school life
is being on the train.
No, man. All your regrets from high school.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And reliving them. So I think the premise is some girl is going through high school. It's like early on in high school days, but she gets a letter in the mail.
Okay.
It's from her future self from when she's 26.
Huh.
And it's telling her about all the mistakes she made in high school.
Oh,
and
how, man,
she wants her to correct them. And so the first episode is all about, it tells her like, blah, blah, blah is going to happen. Blah, blah, blah is going to happen. It's like, you're going to meet this boy who comes to your class for the first time. He's going to do something.
Wait, so there's like a message from the future?
Of her, yeah.
Weird.
And it's like, you're going to fall in love with him. And like, this all plays out. And it's like this, and it, and she tell, and she, the letter has all the corrected regrets for her so that things work out more happily.
Okay.
But at the end of the letter, it says, he's going to die at the end of this year. And like, I think that's the hook.
Oh.
Like, so it's up to you to save him. And she was like, I was never able to figure out why, because I just never knew.
Okay.
So that's the whole hook. Seems interesting.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, if you like feeling sad and being reminded about how rough high school could be sometimes.
I already got that with Snafu. Like, I'm good on that front.
I definitely recommend it. This is not a go happy-go-lucky smile and leave anime.
Yeah, no, I got one depressing high school anime per year. And that was Snafu, so...
You want to make it two?
No.
I got more recommendations if you need more of that
stuff. I have a recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
It's my love story.
That's too happy.
It's good. I really like it. That show's very happy, and it's fun. And everything works out.
Like real life,
like real, right? Life.
But the other thing I watched was, for the longest time, I've been threatening to watch this anime.
Threatening?
Yeah, man.
You threatening yourself?
Yeah.
Like, look in the mirror, you're gonna fucking watch this. No, I'm not! You can't force me to do what I don't want to do.
Yeah, I finally got around to watching Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
High school volleyball anime. Anthony, how many episodes did I watch this week?
I watched too many episodes.
How many episodes did I watch this week?
You gotta say it.
Watched.
They're your episodes.
40 episodes.
In how many days?
Like 4.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I just didn't sleep.
That's crazy.
I know. But it's good. It's good stuff.
So, like, are you gonna go cosplay as Haikyuu characters now?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not.
You could probably buy those jerseys on GoodSmile. Like,
maybe. So the premise is, like, it's a volleyball anime. There's this kid, right? He's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Short. He's in junior high. I think last year of junior high. And he sees on TV, like, a high schooler who's short, but he's, like, an all-star.
Yeah.
And he's, like, spiking balls left and right on a thing. And he gets inspired and wants to play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to his school, joins a club. Club doesn't exist, so they say, do you want to join the girls' volleyball club?
He's like, okay.
He says, no.
Aww.
So he just makes his own club.
All right.
And he's by himself, and he's just spiking the ball in the hall, at the walls. He's just spiking ball anywhere.
And that's really funny.
Sometimes when his friends on the basketball team will be on the bench, be like, can you just toss the ball to me?
Boom!
Yeah, spice it. Pretty much. And they're like, I can't really hit it. He's like, it's okay. I don't need you to be accurate. I'll just hit it. And because he's never ever gotten, like, a proper toss from somebody, he learns how to be super agile.
Okay.
So he could hit the ball from anywhere.
Oh.
And he's lightning on the court. Oh, okay.
I really like when sports anime do this, where, like, where some roundabout way, this person is good at this very key aspect of the sport, but not because of playing it, but because of something outside.
Yeah. So, like, there'll be situations where... Because his friends can't toss the volleyball correctly, they'll always be like, oh, I'm sorry, I hit that way. He's like, not a problem.
Got it.
And he'll dash, and he'll get there, and he'll spike it back.
Okay.
Anyways, they skip forward to the end of a junior high, and he finally convinces his friends just to join him so that he could sign up for the tournament.
Yeah.
So he gets, like, the second string from the basketball team. He gets his best friend who's not really doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the thing. First match, first game, get demolished.
Yeah, of course.
And that's the end of it.
That's the first season?
No, that's in the first, like, that's the end of the first half of the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And they're just like, junior high's over. Off to high school.
Okay.
And he's just crushed. But the person who crushed him was, like, a prodigy at volleyball.
Okay.
He was called, they call him like the genius setter.
All right.
Because he's able to put the ball, he's able to basically toss the ball wherever it needs to be.
Okay.
So that the spiker can hit it. Whatever. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And he proclaims that they're going to be rivals. He's like, I'm going to crush you when we get to high school.
They're on the same team.
That's pretty much what happens. They go to high school, and he's like, I'm getting ready. I'm going to beat that kid in the face. He gets there, and who's waiting for him? That kid. And they're like, what? You can't be here. And so the whole show is hinged on the fact that the two greatest threats are now the greatest allies. Mm. It is the Goku-Vegeta relationship.
All right.
Where they're super strong individually, but they know together they can be unstoppable.
Yeah, but they just won't work together.
But they never want to work together. And so the whole show hinges on that. And it goes forward that it moves along with it. It gets to the point where they do start working together, and they do, like, some crazy stuff. What happens is, our hero is so fast at this point. He's like Sonic. He could be at anywhere on the field where he needs to be.
Okay.
He doesn't look for the ball. He just jumps where he sees an opening and he'll hit it.
Okay.
And then the prodigy setter will just toss the ball to him. Yeah. Like, he'll toss it where it needs to be. And it's so accurate that our hero, he spikes with his eyes closed. So he doesn't look. But the show does some really cool things to make, like, to really bring out the intensity. For example, there's one time where he opens his eyes at mid-spike just so he can stare down the opposing team's ace.
Wait, does he just look at him and just spike with his head, like, not looking at him? Like,
yeah, and he looks at him so that he could spike the ball at his head. And then, it does a lot of cool stuff like that. But the show also deals with a lot of, you know how in education in Japan, high school is the 3 years?
Yeah.
But the third year's, like, third people in your club, generally they quit their clubs because they have to prepare for university entrance exams.
Yeah.
And so the show has to deal, like, they deal with that kind of stuff. They deal with third years having their last chance, but what happens when, like, these new first years come in and they take their spot and the coach has to decide, do I take the kids who are better? But it's also their third year's last chance here.
Do you know if this show, like, the characters go beyond their, like, are they in second year of high school, then third year of high school? Like, does it go that long?
I believe it's just this, like, one current continuous year.
Okay.
So it's just the first years the whole time.
This is sounding a lot like Ice Shield, but with a different sport.
Yeah. Their team manager is a beautiful girl.
Okay. Like all sports anime.
Who is pretty much a background character. She never is in the front of any scene.
Like all sports anime.
She has no lines.
Okay, that's not... Usually they have some lines.
They make her speak like one or two times. But her only lines are, do your best.
Like, ganbatte?
Yeah, that's it. So one of the kids... they're at the first match, right? And he's just nervous. He's like throwing up and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got butterflies. And they're like, manager, Kyoko-san, is there anything you can say to him to at least cheer him up? And she goes up to him and she puts on, like, her sexy face.
Yeah.
She puts her hand on his shoulder and goes, I'm counting on you.
And he's like,
yeah, and he flips out and they're like, oh, that just made it worse. But yeah, no, it's like a sports anime. They have all, like, their huge cast of wonderful characters.
Did, like, each team have, like, a specific gimmick to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Except for, like, the champion team who's just, we're the powerhouse.
They're just good.
Yeah.
That was America in Ice Shield.
Yeah.
They faced the American team and America team was just like, no, we're just good. Like, we just.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, the champion team, they're just like, we're just strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop us. But yeah, no, it's good like that. I will say, like, for as much as I'm loving it, and I'm really loving it, it does not make me want to go seek out more on volleyball.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't make me want to get up and play.
See, this volleyball is what I was going to say, because, like, Pedal got you into biking.
Yeah.
Like, real hard.
Yeah.
And,
like,
then
it doesn't push me to be like, guys,
let's go do some volleyball.
Put up the net. It's beach season. Beach volleyball.
Hard.
No, it's not.
Volleyball's hard.
I don't know. I think volleyball is one of the easier sports to get into.
I think there's a low barrier to entry, but I think the skill level you need for volleyball is very high.
Yeah. I still think it's a lot more approachable than most sports.
Okay.
Just because you're not running around like an idiot all the time.
Wait, what? Isn't that what you do in volleyball? Like, I'm always tired during volleyball because I'm always running around.
Oh. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, no. IQ, it's good. First season is, it doesn't, like, the pacing is actually surprisingly slow.
Okay.
Like, they do a really good job at introducing you to the sport and then slowly filling in all the rules.
Yeah.
And they introduce characters who are...
No, like, all great. Yeah. If you're, like, you're going to really be a really good sports anime, yeah. like, that is what to do. Like, even Ippo did it with boxing.
Yeah.
Slam Dunk did it with basketball.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good how they incorporate everything to the point where, like, oh, that's how volleyball really works. Okay.
Next, are you going to watch that new basketball anime now? It's like Kokudo.
Oh, no.
Apparently, that's, like, also super big, like, on the same level.
I want to stick with the soccer one. Days
okay
for a bit we'll see how that goes, but yeah, no, Haikyuu, I'm almost done it, so
Jesus Christ,
season 3 is coming this fall,
so 40 episodes,
season 3 is coming this fall. Dang. I'm pretty pumped, but yeah, but the big thing that we both did was Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
Generations.
Monster is good.
Monster's Generations is good. It is the most recent Monster Hunter to come out here in the West. Came out as Cross in Japan.
Yep.
And I heard so I've been struggling to figure out how we would describe this, but I heard from the official Capcom team, the way they describe it is, think of this as Monster Hunter Alpha.
Okay.
In comparison to Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is their series where they can do just a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's classic, but it's not.
Yeah, with all the styles
and yeah, stuff. Yeah.
This is also the game, I guess we'll, actually, I'll get into that later. But yeah, like, this game differs in a lot of ways from traditional Monster Hunter, just because of the styles. Just like, again, the way Alpha differentiates from Street Fighter in a big way. Because of all the isms, the V-isms.
That's right, isms.
Yeah.
Dumb naming convention. Y-ism.
Y-ism.
X-ism.
X-ism.
Yeah.
Right? and yeah, it's a lot more active, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... So there's... Your regular style, which you just play like regular Monster Hunter.
Guild style.
Guild style. There's aerial style.
You just jump. Where
you just catapult off of your friends and or other and monsters.
Yep.
There's... It's not Bushido style.
Adept.
Adept style, which is like the high skill cap level like style, where it's like as soon as an attack's about to hit you, you dodge and you do like a special ultra dodge that gives you cool stuff. And then there's Striker.
Yep.
Where it lets you use the new things, Hunter Arts. Well, all the styles that use at least one, but this one lets you use three.
Yeah, the thing with Striker is they simplify your moveset so that you can just constantly be attacking.
Yeah, and then you're just like chaining that into special moves on special moves on special moves.
Which is really cool.
It is really cool. And like, cause it's only cool because a lot of those special moves are really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a, I don't know, I want to say this is like Monster Hunter like best of.
Yeah, it's a greatest hits collection.
They have, like, all the towns from all the previous Monster Hunters, pretty much.
So that's the thing. They introduced four brand new monsters who each represent a generation.
Yep.
I forget what they're called.
Clavius.
Who represents four?
There's the Electric Rathalos.
Astaloth.
Yeah, Astaloth.
Represents maybe? One, sure. Yeah. Mitsune's three, and then...
Oh, the Soap Dragon?
Yeah. And then Gamoth is two.
Oh, the big, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the elephant.
Big elephant. All right, yeah, and Gamoth. Those fights are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like fighting Gamoth a lot just with aerial style, just because he's so huge.
Yeah.
You just jump off of anything. I don't know, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm having fun with it. It's definitely more Monster Hunter. This one has even less of a story.
Yeah.
Than 4.
Well, that's the thing, though, like, with... So that's what I wanted to get to. This isn't translated by 8-4 Play.
Yeah.
I don't believe. And, like, I don't want to say that I can tell, because I don't know really the past work of this translation company.
Yeah.
But a lot of the characters, even the characters in 4 who make reappearances, like the Caravaneer and the Guild Lady, and they make appearances in this game, they feel like they have less of a character to them. Like, I very, like, fondly remember... those characters in 4.
I remember the Guild Lady a lot.
Yeah, like, they always had great lines. They had, like, really funny stories. She'd always
pick on you.
Yeah, and they had, like, really funny storylines. Like, every character was its own memorable person. But in this one, I think it's just the way maybe they translated it or the tone that they're taking with this game where just, like, nobody really... Like, these are strictly just NPCs. Like, they might as well be saying nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, these characters here don't bring anything to the world, unlike Monster Hunter 4 you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I think I would agree with that. I mean, I think tonally, like, this game definitely does not try to focus on any sort of narrative or characterization of the characters. So I don't really mind. This one's definitely more about the hunt.
Yeah, it's strictly about the hunt.
And
it even shows in single player when you meet monsters for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Monster Hunter 4U, you got this like really beautifully animated, like the monster in its natural habitat doing stuff, and then
yeah,
it's like a really nice cinematic, right? But in this one, it's just like here's some in-game animations of this thing walking, and then just in like white bold fonts, like just here it is, Cephalos, yeah. Right? It just feels really cheap. I don't know, like in that aspect, it feels really cheap. But when it comes to the gameplay, like it kind of feels like they put all their budget there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a Monster Hunter that's all about the game.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that, especially since it's super multiplayer heavy.
And it plays all the styles play super well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, or we should say with the styles, like just other than like the different things that you do, like the dodge or the jumping off people,
yeah,
they actually change your moveset.
Yeah.
For the weapons. So like they'll take away certain moves and give you other moves.
Yeah.
Just to balance out all of the stuff. So like example for the longsword, usually to get your supercharge, to get the next level on your longsword, to get a damage buff, you have to do like this whole super combo thing. But if you're playing the adept style and you can only build up your meter in a super dodge.
Oh, so, like,
you have to have your meter max, and then you do a super dodge, you run at them. But then the thing there is that it's only two hits. So it's really quick. So if you can dodge at very key moments, you do get this huge advantage.
Yeah.
And then the regular combos just for hitting a bunch. But it's just really hard to do. Or like with the aerial style, you can only build up your meter if you start the super combo in the air.
Oh.
If you press the super combo on the ground, nothing happens.
Oh.
You have to have been in the air first or had just landed from the air.
Oh, that's weird.
So yeah, it's just they change up different stuff to balance out how each weapon is, or else like everyone would pick like one weapon with one style. So like, yeah, like aerial greatsword, you can charge up fast and you can like get really good hits in, but you can only charge to level 2.
Oh, I see. Right?
You can't charge to the level 3 like charge up slash.
Yeah.
Hmm. So that's more like, it's like a faster
greatsword. Yeah, it's a nice way to just to refresh or just change.
Yeah, like I really feel if it was the same. Sorry, I interrupted you again.
No.
If it was the same presentation with the same gameplay as the last game, I'd be so bored.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good way to just, for those of us who are longtime players, great way to mix it up. Because, like in 4, I went with the Charge Blade, I think almost 100% of the game.
Pretty much.
And this one, I was thinking about moving to the Switch Axe because I saw Aerial Switch Axe. I was like, this thing's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I picked the Charge Blade again and I went Adept style. I'm like, and it's changed certain things. And I'm like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. They like refresh on like what you like about that weapon.
I will say the cool new hunting styles sort of makes it feel like it's a little easier.
Okay.
Especially if you go aerial.
That's what I couldn't tell. I can't tell if
you're better.
We're better. Like, it's like the Dark Souls thing of like, these games are still hard, but I can't tell if like the game's getting easier as the sequels come out or if I'm just getting better at this formula of game.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the game feels a little bit easier than 4U.
A lot of the stuff does carry over. Like, all the Rathian still has the same moveset.
Yeah.
Right? The Nibble Snarf still shoots a sandblast at you.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I think, like, just maybe it's because of the style I chose, I feel like I have a lot more options.
Okay.
That make it super easy.
Yeah, we haven't run into a monster yet, other than, like, the ones we were way undergeared for.
Yeah.
That, like, really gave us any trouble, so.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm liking it. It's good. Cool new armor sets.
Yep. Very cool new armor sets.
The weird thing is,
upgrading's new.
Is it?
Yeah, like when you upgrade your weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You like level up a base weapon and then it unlocks tiers of upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
So say you get a new weapon. It'll have like 5 mystery slots. And it's like this mystery slot unlocks when this weapon is level 2.
Yeah.
So when it's level 2, then you can see you can upgrade to this one. Mm-hmm. Or you can upgrade that thing to level 3, 4, 5. And then see the other paths that are available to you.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's neat. I don't know what else there's to say.
A lot of it is the same. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is cool to have like all the different hubs. like all the different towns from all the different games.
It is cool, but what's the purpose?
They don't really serve a purpose. That's the other thing. Like, here's like, pick what hub you like the most, the aesthetically, and then just like go out from there. Or like the only other thing they have is like certain characters will only visit in certain towns. So if you want like town specific quests, you have to go to that town.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really change much.
I was going to say, I am not a fan. I maybe it's just me, but like I really loved, I think, was it in 3U?
Okay. The underwater battles.
No. The multiplayer hub, like you went into like a little canteen bar place.
Oh yeah, that place,
like, is cool. I loved that place.
Yeah,
I don't really like the one in here.
This one's just like, here's an extension of the village.
Yeah,
it always, even in 4 had the canteen, or like when you get into the G rank stuff, you had that big castle with all the marble, right? And you're like, oh, I'm an elite hunter.
Yeah, it felt like you were in like these cool places, but this one is kind of just like, welcome to the outskirts of the village.
I should, like, I'm only hunter rank 3.
Yeah,
I think you guys are like 4 and 5, you and TJ.
No, I'm only 3.
Are you still 3? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we haven't gotten too far into the game.
Yeah.
But this is also a game that only goes up to high rank.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no G rank. So if you played like Monster Hunter Tri on the Wii, it only goes up to that level of monster.
Yep.
And then when eventually like Generations Ultimate comes out, then it's like, here's all the crazy stuff.
So do you think there's going to be a Generations Ultimate edition?
I don't see why not, because they have done it so many times in the past. Think of how many versions of 3 there was.
Yeah.
There was Tri, there was Ultimate, was it Ultimate? 3 Ultimate?
Yeah, 3 Ultimate.
Yeah, 3 Ultimate. There was Portable 3rd that never came out here on the PSP.
Yeah.
There's 4, there's 4 Ultimate. Like, there's a whole bunch, right? I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't know. I just feel like this was supposed to be, like, their stopgap game until 5.
I just wonder if, like, I want to think that this is, like, here's, like, this is, like, 4.3. And then they'll bring out, like, 4.6. And then it's like, okay, here's 5 for real.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like the game's lacking for content. There's tons of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I see, the special permit hunts are rough.
Those are the equivalent of G ranks.
Yeah.
They change up the monsters in, like, such a way where you're just like, whoa, this is insane.
Yeah, I cannot beat those yet.
Every time the Rathian, like, plops down his tail, it's just poison central. Yeah. I haven't faced the Lagombi yet. Have you faced the Lagombi?
No, I haven't bothered, because I was just like, I don't even want to yet.
Oh, okay.
There's
a lot more Palico stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe
you can play as a cat.
Yeah, I can't believe how much they're doubling down on that.
Yeah, it's like a simpler but not less effective way to play the game. Like, if you don't want to play as a person, you play as the cat. And it plays completely differently.
Yeah. If you want to go... If you're just going to do gathering quests, play as the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, so much, like, outside the hunt management that you can do.
Yeah. I haven't found... Does this game have a place where I can farm stuff?
I haven't found a farm yet. Right, so right. Maybe that's an upgrade for later. I just unlocked... like, I can send my cats out on gathering missions.
Yeah.
But they changed that where it's like you put them in a cannon.
Yeah.
And you shoot them at the map, and then the cat pinballs around the map, and hopefully it lands in the place you want it to.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. Yeah. But it's a good game.
Yeah, I like it. It's still. I'm not, like, super hot on it like I was for 4 Ultimate.
Yeah.
But it's, like, at some point, more Monster Hunter isn't bad.
Do you recommend it to to newcomers to the scene?
I think this would be the easiest Monster Hunter to get into. Even though it does have all these new styles, I think the styles have given you, as you said, like, so many options to play the way you want.
Yeah.
The only thing that still would be hard is actually being, like, getting around the fact that you have to count up your resources. Like, you're going to have to go on multiple hunts for a Rathian, right, to get all your stuff. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't like about these games.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, I fought this monster once, why didn't you just give me everything?
Yeah, it's still a Monster Hunter game.
Yeah.
Play with friends. If you're gonna go solo, be warned.
I feel like you have to really love these games at this point to play solo.
Yeah.
And these are pretty much multiplayer games.
Yeah, for sure. But we like it. 5 stars.
I'm honestly, I might give it less than 5 stars.
Oh yeah.
Just for, like, the simplicity of the story, the kind of cheapness of the overall feel of, like, just single-player intros and stuff like that. The gameplay is top-notch, but I might give it, like, a 4.
Yeah.
But I've only played a little bit of it. I haven't gotten to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote real Monster Hunter.
When we get to the higher ranks.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's like a bunch of weird stuff I saw. Like there's like was it the Glavius character, but his tail's always on fire. Like never not on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff. I'm sure you'll hear more about it throughout the week or weeks to come.
Throughout the months.
Months to years.
Come. Yeah. Until the next one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
Yep.
That's a show. We made it. Sweet.
We got there?
We got there. You know where to find us on the internet.
Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah. I'll do all the fun stuff there. Yep. And we'll be back next week. Another episode.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.